This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Soto, Tape Number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Reb Ruvain Yisrael ben Avram Ellis, Zichron Livrocha. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding in the latter part of the third parak of Masechta Soita, in the middle of a sugya here on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, if someone learns Torah but isn't Mishamesh Talmidei Chachamim, he's considered an Am Haaretz, meaning to say he's not trusted Lagabi Trumas and Maisrus, or even worse, he's considered a boor. The Rabbanan learned that a person is also called an Am Haaretz if he doesn't say Kriyashma Uberchai Seha, or if he doesn't put on tefillin or tzitzis, or if he doesn't teach his children Torah. Rabbi Yitzchak learned, a person who learns Mishnah but doesn't understand the logic behind it, you shouldn't mingle with him, since he'll paskin the halachas wrongly. Rav Huna says, once a person repeats an Aveira a second time, it becomes mutter to him, nasilai keheter. A girl who makes herself too frum by constantly davening all the time, or an almana who constantly schmoozes with her neighbor, these are all mevalei oilam, they destroy the world. The Gemara says, a Talmud Chacham who paskins halacha when he doesn't know how to paskin, it's like he causes people to die, since he doesn't paskin the halachas properly. There are seven types of prushim, those who like to show they're frum, but they're really not frum. For example, prush shichmi, who are frum shalei lishma. The only reason the people of Shechem fulfilled the mitzvah of Mila was that so that Shechem could marry Dina. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, li'olam yasek adam b'tayra uva mitzvahs afilu shalei lishma, shemitaych shalei lishma balishma. Person, even if he doesn't have the motivation to do mitzvahs lishma, should perform them anyway, shalei lishma, because eventually it would lead to him doing the mitzvahs lishma. Finally, the Gemara says, one must be careful of those who do averis, but who want to receive a lot of schar anyway. Zes sha'isa ma'isa zimri umevakshim schar kapinchas. The Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says there are no zechusim which suspend the effect of the mayim hama'arim, since if zechusim could suspend the mayim hama'arim, the effect of it, people will say lashon hara on the innocent woman, that really they're tame, but since they had zechusim, nothing happened to them. According to Rabbi, if she has zechusim, they help her not to die when she drinks, but she'll die a gradual death and have no children. Also, in general, the wife of a kohen, the entire mincha must be burnt, versus the regular mincha of a non-kohen, where part is burnt and part is eaten by the kohen. Continuing on Daf Chaf Gimel, a kohen cannot become tame meis, but a female kohenes can become tame lemeis. What is the difference in halacha between a father and a mother? There are many differences, including that only a father can proclaim his son a nazir, not a mother, and a father can marry off his daughter who is a katana or a nara, but the mother cannot. The Gemara. The Rabbanan say that if a person brings a part of a carbon onto the Mizbeach, and it doesn't belong there, it's not supposed to be on the Mizbeach, a person is Eiver and Aveira, Rabbi Elazar argues, and says that this Isser only applies if it's brought as a Reach Nichayach, otherwise it's okay. Finally, the Gemara says from the pasuk of V'lo Yechalel, we learned that if a kohen marries improperly, the woman and the children from the relationship become chalolim, but the kohen himself does not become a chol. This marks the end of the third parak. Now let's begin parak Dalad, parak Arusa, the Mishnah. An Arusa or a Shemeres Yavam, who's an Aris, whose Aris or Yavam was warned via Kinoi not to go into a room with Pliny, but they did. They don't drink the Mayim Hama'arim, but rather we say Teitzei B'lai Ksuba. This is because the pasuk says, Tachas Isha, a woman only drinks the Mayim Hama'arim if she's fully married, not if she's in between. And an Arusa or a Shemeres Yavam are not really fully married. If there was a marriage which was really usher to begin with, for example, a Grusha Lekayim, and there was Kinoy in a case like that, we also say there are no Mayim Hama'arim, and she is simply Teitzei B'lai Ksuba. However, in certain other cases, we also say that she does not drink, and we say it's Teitzei B'lai Ksuba. If, for example, Edim come and say that she was Tameh, or she herself admits guilt, or she refuses to drink the Mayim Hama'arim, or he refuses to let her drink. In this last case, we say that she does collect the ksuba. Also, if the man died before she drank the Mayim Hama'arim, Beis Shammai says she gets the ksuba, and Beis Hillel says she cannot collect the ksuba. If the husband is deaf, or he's in jail, Beis Din has the right to do the job of the husband and make kinoy, but that's only for the purpose of her losing her ksuba, not for her to drink the Mayim Hama'arim. Rabbi Yossi says, even for the purpose of drinking the Mayim Hama'arim, they have to take over the job of the husband. The Gemara says, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yechon, who says that an Arusa or a Shemeres Yavam cannot become a Saita. And finally, the Gemara says, in order for a woman to drink the Mayim Hama'arim and to go through this procedure, we must have a situation where Mishakadma Shichvas Baal Labayo. The husband has to have had Bia with his wife at least once before the Baal got to her. Daf Chafei. A woman who was Iveres Aldas, but they weren't Tsnuais. So from Ksubas we know, but if a woman falls in this category, the husband can divorce her Balei Ksuba. The question is, does she need to be warned or not in order for this to take place? The Gemara is paisik that she does have to get a warning before we can cause her to be taitse b'lei ksuba. A husband who gave his wife kinoi, can he be meichel his kinoi and dissolve it? Or since he was makana, he cannot retract it. As the Or Sameach says, shavya nafshe chaticha de isura. That's the situation. Therefore, he can't retract what he said. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yeshia says a husband can be meichel, a bezdin can be meichel, a zakein mamre, and parents can be meichel a ben seiru umara. So he paskin that he can be meichel. However, this is only before stira. After stira, he cannot be meichel. The Gemara says, the svaras hamachlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if the husband dies before she drinks, can she collect the ksuba? Beis Shammai hold shtar ha'emed ligvais kegavu yidami. Once it's ready to be used, it's like it's collected. The second person is the muchzak. So too here. The woman is the muchzak, so she can collect. So the burden of proof that she was mezana is on the yarshim, since we say ha'moitzi mechavero olav haraya. But Beis Hillel holds, she does not get the ksuba, since we say shtar ha'emed ligvais lav kegavu yidami. Therefore the burden of proof is on her. And finally we say an eilanis doesn't drink, since it's impossible for her to have children. Isha she'en aruya lekaima. Taf chaf vav. If a person doesn't have children from a first wife, if he remarries, it must be to a woman who is capable of having children. The wife of a mamzer who is married to a mamzer, they either drink from the mayim ha'ma'arim or their teitzei b'lei ksuba. From the pasuk v'niksa v'nizra zara, that teaches us that if the woman is tahar as a saita, and she ends up being, it's figured out that she's now tahar and she didn't do anything wrong, she'll be rewarded. What does that mean? She'll be rewarded with what? If in the past she previously had painful pregnancies, they'll become easier. If she used to have daughters in the past, now she'll have sons. And if in the past the children that she gave birth to were short, now they'll be tall. The Gemara says if a man is a shachuf, he's incapable of having bia, this husband, this man, can still make kinoi to his wife and create a situation of saita, even though he can't have a regular bia. And a shachuf can pasel a bas kain from eating truma if he had any bia with her. Rav Papa says if a man warns his wife via kinoi not to have yichud with a behema, that kinoi is invalid, and she remains mutter to him, since we say ein znus bebehema. An iser, however, by the way, does exist, if someone does this. The Gemara says a person should marry a daima, not a bas daima, one who is the talk of the town, since she came from a tipa psula. Even if a woman is known to be an immoral person, we can consider her children to be kosher and not safek mamzerim. And finally we say, just like if she was deaf or mute or missing a limb, she is potter from drinking the mayim hama'arim, so too if he has any of these chasreinus, she doesn't have to drink the mayim hama'arim. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the fifth parak, kishem shahamayim. Before we begin, this next upcoming sugi discusses a lot of the halachas of tumah v'tahara, so let's give a brief hakdama to this inyan. We know that the worst type of tumah is a mace. That's called an avia vais hatumah. If a person or a keli touches a mace, it becomes an av hatumah. Additionally, a dead sheretz, an avela, a zav, zava, nida, or mitzera, are also called an av hatumah. If something touches an av hatumah, it becomes a rishon latumah. Subsequently, if this something touches a rishon latumah, it becomes a sheni latumah. If the sheni touches something else, it becomes a shlishi latumah. If the shlishi touches something else, that something else becomes a revi'i latumah. Revi'i, however, is as far as it goes. However, not everything can go as far as a revi'i latumah. Adam v'kelem can only be an avi avais hatumah, an av hatumah, or a rishon latumah. They cannot become any lower than a rishon latumah, i.e. they can't become midaraisa, a sheni latumah. Oichlin u'mashkin, chulin, food, general things like that, can never become an av hatumah. They begin at rishon latumah, but they can become a sheni latumah. Then they stop there. After sheni, they're tahar. Truma can go as far as a shlishi latumah. Once it becomes a shlishi latumah, it becomes what we call pasul. And finally, kachim can go the furthest. They can go as far as a revi'i latumah. If you want a device, a mnemonic device, to remember all of these things, just remember the word ach tak, aleph, ches, tof, kuf. What does that mean? Adam, the kalem, the aleph, can only go as far as rishon latumah. Ches, which is chulin, can only go as far as sheni l'tuma. Truma, which is the third letter, can only go as far as shlishi l'tuma. And kachim, the kuf, the fourth letter, can go as far as a revi'i l'tuma. And the Mishnah says, just like the water she drinks is baidik her, and if she's tame, she is harmed, so too the water is baidik him, i.e. the man who is bail her. And just like she becomes usser to her husband, she is also usser on the bail. And the Mishnah continues by saying, Bay Bayayim, on that day, Rabbi Akiva was Darish. What does Bay Bayayim mean? Many times in Shas, Mishnayos, and in Gemaras, we have the term Bay Bayayim. This is referring to that specific day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi of the Bezdin in Yavne. There was a Maisa, which was brought down in Brachas Daf Yud Ches, but they removed Rabbi Gamliel from the Nasius. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah opened up the Beis Medrash for everyone. Up until that point, when Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he would only allow people to come into the Beis Medrash who were big Talmidei Chachamim. They were Teichai Kebarei. Their outside and their inside were very strong, they were very chashuv. But Stam, a person, was not allowed in the Beis Medrash, and there was a guard who used to sit by the door and only let in Talmidim who were Teichai Kebarei. After this Maisa, when they removed Rabbi Gamliel from the Nasius, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. So we know we say that in the Haggadah, Harani Kiven Shivim Shana, and so on. That day, he opened up the Beis Medrash for everyone to come in. Therefore, there was a major influx of people coming into the Beis Medrash, and they were able to be darsh. They were darsh many, many, many things on that day because of the hundreds of Talmidim that came into the Beis Medrash. What specifically was Rabbi Akiva darsh? He said that if a dead sheretz touches anything, that item becomes a rishon latuma. We know that an avatuma can be metama adam mikalim. Well, a rishon latuma can only be metama eichlin umashkin. The rule is that chulin can only go as far as a sheni latuma. Rabbi Akiva argues and says that chulin can even go as far as a shlishi latuma. As we mentioned before, generally speaking, we say that only truma can go as far as shlishi latuma, but stam, when we're dealing with eichlin umashkin, can only go as far as a sheni latuma. Rabbi Akiva argues, and he was darish that day, that chulin can go even as far as a shlishi latuma. Also, bayayim, Rabbi Akiva was darish that the tchum Shabbos is equal to 2,000 amas. And this halacha is midaraisa. Rabbi Elazar holds, by the way, that it's only a midarabanan. Also, Babayan, Rabbi Akiva was darish, that the oz yashir meant that Klal Yisrael answered Maisha and followed his shira with their shira. Daf Chav Ches, the Gemara. When the Mishnah says, Kishem shamayim baitkin aysa, kach baitkin aysai, the other person who is searched and punished is the one who is mezana with her. The Gemara says the lashon of tuma is written three times in the parsha of Saita. What do we do with these three words? Rabbi Akiva tells us that one tells us that she's usher to the Baal. One teaches us that she's usher to the Baal. And one teaches us that if she's a Bas Kayin, who married a Kayin, she can't eat Truma, neither in the schus of her husband the Kayin, or in the schus of her father the Kayin. Rabbi Yishmael learns, we don't need a Pasuk to tell us that she is usher to a Kayin, since we learn this from a Kal V'chemer. So what does he do with the extra Benitma? He uses it for the din of Safek Tuma. As background. In general, we say safik da'oraisa l'chumra, but safik da'rabanan l'kula. But a safik da'oraisa, although we're a machmer, remains in the status of safik. The Gemara says that safik tuma is different. It can actually become a vadai. From Saita we learn out that safik tuma birshus harabim we're makelon, but safik tuma birshus hayachid we're machmeron. I.e., safik tuma birshus hayachid is like a Saita where it was done privately. In those kinds of cases, we're machmer. Daf chav tes. Rabbi Akiva darshans vavs in the Torah, so he darshans four vinitmas. He uses them to tell us that a saita is also to the baal, also to the baal, also for kahuna, and also for truma. Safik tuma birshus hayachid only applies if there is a maximum of two people in the room. This is when we say the halacha of safik tuma birshus hayachid l'chumra. A kli cheres, once it touches a mace, you can't be metaret. Rak shvi rasan metaresan. You have to break it in order for it to become tar. Also, it can make something tame even if the item just enters the avir of the keli, but doesn't actually touch the keli. A tful yayim is not supposed to touch truma. If he does, it can become tame, i.e. it can become a shlishi lituma, which we also call pasul. Daflamet. Most hold that chulin can only go as far as a sheni lituma, but this sheni lituma cannot make something into a shlishi lituma. We learned that Rameir holds this from the Gemara in Shabbos. He learns this from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel. We learn the Yud Ches Dover, the 18 gzeiros of Beis Shammai, which are brought down. That's how he learns this halacha. Also, we learn that truma can go as far as a shlishi l'tuma, where it's called pasul, and kachim can go as far as a revi'i l'tuma. An eichel, something which you eat, can only be mitame eichlin. the creator of Tuma, has a shear of at least a kabeitza. There's a machlekes if Tchum Shabbos, which we know is 2,000 amas, is a din midaraisa or a din midarabanan. The Gemara says when Klal Yisrael came out of the Yam, they all said Hallel. Moshe said Shira, and the Bnei Yisrael answered with Shira. A katan, someone who is under the age of Bar Mitzvah, cannot be Maitzi, a person who is an adult. So if the katan says Hallel, the entire kohal simply repeats each of the words he says in order to be Yaitze on their own. When Bnei Yisrael came out of the Yam, everyone, even nursing babies, looked up to Shemayim and said Shira with the words Zekeli v'Yanveyu. Taflamet Aleph. By the Akedah it says Yirei Elokim, referring to Avram Avinu, even though it uses the word Yirei, which is mashma that Avram Avinu loved Hashem biyira and not biava, he still loved him biava. The same was true for Eov. So you could ask, so why Taka does it say the word Yirei by Avram? Why doesn't it use the word Ava? The Lekute Baser Lekute answers, because the rule is mix the shvachai b'fanav. By the Akedah, the Malach was speaking to Hashem in front of Avram Avinu. That's why he said only Yirei, which is less chashav than Ahava. Hashenkin, after Avram Avinu died in Yeshaya, the Pasuk says, Zera Avram Ayhavi, uses the word Ahava. This is the full Shvach, because it's Shaloi B'fanav. And finally, the Gemara says, Avas Hashem is much higher on the Madrega than Yiras Hashem. Yira's reward comes only for 1,000 Zeris, but Ava protects a person for up to 2,000 generations. This marks the end of the fifth Perek. Perek Vav Mishakina, the Mishnah. A person who warned his wife not to go into a private room with a stranger, and she did, she becomes a Saita even without Edim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, at least one aid is needed for Stira. We also have a Machlaikis, Rabbi Eliezer says, even if a husband hears about his wife's behavior from an Eif HaPerech, literally a flying bird, he's required to divorce her. However, as long as her guilt was not substantiated with valid witnesses, her ksuba is not taken away. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says that he does not have to divorce his wife unless the rumors concerning her guilt are so widespread that it became the popular topic of gossip all over town. The Mishnah, however, adds that if the edus that we hear comes from people who are biased, i.e. a mother-in-law, then we don't believe them as well as we would other people. The Gemara. Eid Echot can be believed by Saita because of the pasuk of the Eid Einba. And finally, the Gemara says, although whenever the Torah uses the word Eid, it means two Eidim, unless it clarifies specifically that it means one. And according to Ula, this would mean that this one Eid is considered like two Eidim. This marks the end of this Perek. Now let's begin the seventh Perek, Elu Ne'emarin, Daf Lamed Beis, the Mishnah. The following can be recited in any language and don't have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. Parsha Saita, Vidoy Meiser, Kriyishma, Tfila, Birchas HaMazon, Shvuas HaEdus, and Shvuas Pikadon. However, the following can only be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. Bikurim, Chalitza, Brachais Uklalais going into Eretz Yisrael, Birchas Kayanim, Birchas Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur, Parshas HaMelech, referring to Hakel, Egla Arufa, when a dead body was found outside the city, and finally, Meshuach Milchama, what is said by the specific Kayin as Bnei Yisrael go out to war. Taisu says when a person says one of the first eight in another language, besides Lashon HaKodesh, we mentioned before that they can be said in another language, the language, however, if it's said in the other language, must be understood by the person who sang it. Taisu said that the Mishnah doesn't include Hallel, Kiddush, and Brachas, which also can be said in a different language, because these can be said in a foreign language, even if they aren't understood by the Mevarich. And the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Samach Dalet says that Kriyashma can be said in any language. And the Gemara says, we explain to the Saita in Lashon HaKodesh exactly for what reason she is being called a Saita, and what will happen if she is guilty. When a person praises himself, he should say it in a quiet voice. However, if he criticizes himself, he should say it B'kol Ram. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason we say Shemana Esrei quietly is so as not to embarrass people who want to confess their averus. In Brachas, by the way, it says that we don't say Shemana Esrei loudly. The reason we don't say it loudly is because it looks like we believe that Hashem cannot hear us when we say it quietly. I.e., we don't really have a munah that Hashem is everywhere. That's why we have to say it loudly. Therefore, today we say it quietly. And finally, the Gemara says, if a person is suffering from tzaras, troubles, he should talk to people, so they'll all be mispal for him and be mevakesh alav rachamim. Taflamid Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda said a person should not ask bakashas from Hashem in a foreign language, in Lashon Aramis, because the malachim, the angels, do not understand Aramis. However, this halacha only applies to a yachid, which need the Malachim to bring the Bakashas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, a Tzibur can be misbal in all languages, since the Tfilas of a Tzibur are accepted directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do not need the Malachim to bring it to him. The Gemara says Birchas Hamazon is allowed in any language, as the Pasuk says, V'yachalta, V'savata, U'v'yarachta. One can be Mevarech in any language. Daf Lamed Daled. Yehoshua told the Klal Yisrael to make Simanim when they crossed the Yarden. Moshe was instructed to send Meraglim to check out Eretz Yisrael. Shlach Lecha Anashim. All these Meraglim, however, were only interested in embarrassing the land. These Meraglim had their badness written in their actual names. The exception, of course, to the Meraglim who were bad were Kalev and Yehoshua, who were good. Hoshea was called Yehoshua, since Yud Kei, i.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should save him from the Eitzis of the other Meraglim. That was written in his name. Kalev separated himself from the other Meraglim and went to the Kvarim of the Avos in Hebron, in Maras HaMachpelah. This Gemara, by the way, is one source for the custom of praying at Kivrei Avos. The Ramah in Orach Chaim Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah mentions the minig of some communities to visit the cemetery on Erev Rosh Hashanah to be misbal there. However, with regard to this minhag, the Maril comments that during this visit, one should not direct his prayers directly toward the mace. Rather, he says the purpose of praying at the cemetery is to invoke, on our behalf, the schusim, the merits of the tzaddikim who are buried there. Daf Lamed Hei. Rabbi Yochanan said any lashon hara that does not begin with something true will not be believed, because people will see through the lie. Hashem made a miracle that wherever the Meraglim went, Hashem made some local residents die to keep these people busy so they wouldn't suspect the Meraglim. The Meraglim interpreted this for bad instead of for good. The Meraglim reported that there were such big giants in Eretz Yisrael that they, meaning to say the Meraglim themselves, appeared to be very, very small, so small like grasshoppers. From the Pasuk Vatisa Kol Eda, we learn that Klal Yisrael began to cry on that day about the hardships of going into Eretz Yisrael. That day was Erev Tisha B'Av and the night of Tisha B'Av. So Hashem said that day will permanently be set aside for crying. And we know that the two Batei Beis HaMikdashin were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So Ad HaYom HaZeh, we cry on the day of Tisha B'Av. In the end, the Meraglim died via choking, via Askara, which is a very painful death reserved for people who speak Lashon Hara. The Chet of Beis Shemesh, which is brought down in Shmuel Aleph, was either that the people continued to do work when the Aron HaKodesh passed, or that they spoke bad about the Aron. The Gemara says there were three types of stones that were set up. One in Eretz Mayef, two Yehoshua helped set up in Eder HaYarden, and three in Gilgal. How did Bnei Yisrael write the Torah at Har Ebal? The Yehuda says, on stones in 70 languages, and then it was covered in plaster. Rabbi Shimon says it was written on top of plaster. Daf Lamed Vav. Come and see how many miracles happened to Klal Yisrael on the day they crossed the Yarden. Number one, they crossed the Yarden. Number two, Har Grizim and Har Evel was directly in front of them, even though Har Grizim and Har Evel were 60 mil away from the Yarden. It was over that spot that they built the Mizbeach. And lastly, no one got in their way. In the Pasuk ad Yavar Kanisa, the first Bia was with Yehoshua, and the second Bia was the Bia Shnia with Ezra. At Har Grizim, they built a Mizbeach and wrote the Torah on stones in 70 languages. The Gemara says the same division of tribes, half to Har Grizim and half to Har Evel, is the same split between the different tribes as the names on the Ephod, stones on the Ephod, with the 50 letters of the Shvatim written on it, were divided up similarly to Har Grizim and Har Evel. The Gemara says the children of Yosef have a bracha that no one can hurt them with an ayin hara, as we see from numerous psukim, Vayidgu l'rayv bekerav ha'aretz. Just like fish are protected by water, so too are the children of Yosef. Yosef, who sanctified the Shem Shamayim privately, through the Maisa with Eshes Paitifera, they added one letter of the Shem Hashem to his name. Yehuda, who was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Berabim, had the full name of Hashem in his name. The Gemara says, just like Yaakov was Zeicha to have 12 Shvatim, Yosef was also destined to have 12 children. So where were they? Our answer is, instead of coming from Yosef, they came from Binyamin. Daflam and Zion. By Kriyas Yamsuf, no one wanted to jump into the sea until Nachshon ben Aminadav from Shevet Yehuda jumped in. Pasuk says, Ki vo umayim ad nafesh. This is why Yehuda was rewarded for being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim. Because of this, Yehuda became the ruler over Klal Yisrael. Ha'isa Yehuda lekotshei, Yisrael mam shalaisav. However, because the Mitzrayim died in the Yam, Hashem asked Moshe to minimize Shira at that moment. As he said, Heim tovim bayam, v'ata marech betfila. The Gemara says, every mitzvah in the Torah, there are four specific tasks to do with that mitzvah. Lilmoid, Lilamed, Lishmar, and Lasais. So too with all the brachas and klalos from Hagrizim and Har Eva, these four mitzvahs exist. Rabbi Shmuel said only the general concept of all the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. The details came at the Ayel Ma'id. Rabbi Akiva says both the klalos and the pratus, both the general klal and the details, were said at Har Sinai, but they were repeated at the Ayel Ma'id. In fact, there was a third saying in Avos Ma'ayev. The Gemara says there is no mitzvah in the Torah that doesn't have 48 brisais attached to it. Rav Shimon adds that every mitzvah also has a chiyav of arvus, kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze, i.e., everyone must try to influence asiyas hamitzvahs for all the other people. This case, referring to the other 603,550 people in Klal Yisrael at that time, who were between the ages of 20 and 60. That is the mitzvah of arvus that this is referring to. Regarding arvus, we know that there is a klal by Birchas HaMitzvahs that even though a person already made a bracha on something, if later on he needs to be mitzi someone else, he can make the bracha a second time because of the klal of arvus. Afal pisha yatza mitzi. For example, kiddush on Shabbos. Even though a person already made kiddush for himself, but the other people he has to be mitzi, he can still make it again later on. The Rosh in Brachas, however, says that this mitzvah of arvus was only mekubal by the men at Har Sinai, not by the women. Therefore, the Night of Yehuda holds that even though women are mechuyev in Kiddush, since she isn't mechuyev in Arvus, she cannot be mitzi a man with her Kiddush on Shabbos. Bikita Egur argues, however, and says that she could only not be mitzi a man in a mitzvah if she isn't mechuyev in the mitzvah. But Kiddush, which she is mechuyev in, from Tu Zachar V'Shamar, she could be mitzi a man with Kiddush under the circumstances of Afal Pisha Yatza mitzi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmeni says all the klalos from Har Grizim and Har Evel were only said regarding the inyan of Arayas, Aror, the different Arors that we have in the Psukim. V'nasati es ha-bracha al har-grizim yes ha-klala ha-evel. What's the chiddush? Our answer is lahakdim bracha l'klala. The bracha should precede the klalas, i.e. first one bracha, then one klala. But they must be treated equally. For example, both were said b'kol ram. Daf lamed ches, as background. We know that a kayin has a mitzvah to be mevarech v'am via three Psukim. Yivarechcha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yara Hashem panav elecha v'ichuneka, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The shita of the Charedim, brought in Shulchan Aruch, is that not only does the kayin get the mitzvah for giving the bracha, a person gets the mitzvah for receiving the bracha. And the Mishnah says, the mitzvah of Birchas Kayhanim, outside the Beis Hamikdash, which is referred to as B'medina, was that the kayin says the three psukim, and the people would answer Amen after each of the three psukim. In the Beis Hamikdash, however, Amen was said only once, at the end of all three. The Beis Hamikdash, the Shem HaMafirish was used, and the Kayanim lifted their hands over their heads. In the Medina, however, the Kayan only lifts his hands up to his head or below. The Gemara. The mitzvah of Birchas Kayanim is from Parshas Nasai, Kaisavarcho, and it must be said Belashna Kaidish, due to the connection to Har Grizim. Gemara says Birchas Kayanim must be done while standing, just like the Aveda was done while standing. And Taisus adds that if it's done while sitting, it's meaningless. The Shavus Yaakov, however, learns that if a kayin, however, is incapable of standing, then he can duchen while sitting. But Rabbi Yehuda argues and says even this kayin cannot sit, so then he would not be able to duchen if he's not able to stand. The Shem HaMafirish was only used in the Beis Hamikdash. Taisus, in fact, brings the Gemara in Yuma that when Shimon HaTzadik died, at that point they stopped using the Shem HaMafirish for anything, even in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says in the Pasuk of Emor Lahem, we learn that the people must directly face the Kohanim when the Kohanim duchen. They must be panim el panim. From Bekoil Ram, we learn that duchening must be done in a high voice, not quietly, where you cannot hear the Kohen. Abaye adds, the Chazan calls out to the Kohanim to turn around and begin the duchening. But that's only if there are at least two Kohanim, because it says Emor Lohem. But if there's only one Kohen, there's no din of the Chazan calling Kohanim to the Kohanim in order for them to begin, in order for him to begin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, from the pasuk of Esamu Eshmi V'Avarchem, we learn that Hashem anxiously awaits Birchas Kayanim, and every Kayan who gives a bracha receives a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he doesn't go up to Duchen, he violates three mitzvahs aseh. Rav says, if he doesn't go up, we suspect him of being a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza and Pasel. If the Shliach Tzibur is a Kayan, it's better for him not to Duchen, because he'll get confused with his Chazaras Hashatz.